From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chelfin. A measure to increase Colorado's fine for texting and driving passed a hurdle on the Senate floor today. It's expected to go to another vote and then to the House. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Currently, if you're pulled over by a state trooper for texting and driving, the fine is $50 and 1 point on your license. Under a new bill, the penalty would increase to $300 and 4 points on your license.
We're going to fine you, and we're going to fine you for putting every single other person's life on the road in danger.
That's Senator Owen Hill, a Colorado Springs Republican. He helped broker a compromise on the Democratic bill. If people text in their cars while waiting in traffic or stopped at a light, it wouldn't be a crime. Others, like Senator Randy Baumgartner, a Republican from Hot Sulphur Springs, raised concerns about the proposed cost of the fine and wondered if texting and driving is the only problem.
I'm not saying that you should text and drive. Maybe we should talk about putting makeup on or eating a sandwich.
The Colorado State Patrol says people are addicted to cell phones and that distracted driving is one of the top causes of accidents and traffic fatalities. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Lawyers for one of three men on Colorado's death row are seeking a new trial because they allege a juror didn't reveal that she had ties to several witnesses. The Denver Post is reporting the juror who participated in the first of two murder trials for Sir Mario Owens failed to show up for a court hearing to be questioned last month. A judge has issued a warrant for her arrest. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.